It's Tiwa Savage and Omarion on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out TLC with Waterfalls and Jeremiah and Xavier with Candlelight. This is where radio comes alive. It's at 9:17. Now, Shekwan, over the weekend, we partnered up and we powered an event that we've been speaking about for the last 2 weeks or so.
Yep.
It's Ami's Day Club, ADC, the 12th edition. I was not planning on going, to be quite honest, but I ended up there. I ended up at the
Makalani Hall.
At the showgrounds.
Makalani Hall and exterior.
And exterior, okay. So, listen, let me just tell you right now. Fantastic vibe. Everything was unbelievable. So... They had a digital ticketing system.
Okay.
That's one. That was already for me a plus. Okay. And as you walk in, right, as you walk in from your from the entrance, you already see the vibes. And what I mean by vibes, you see people that are genuinely looking good. The style. The swag. People genuinely made an effort to look good and to celebrate themselves. Because like Drea's explained it when we had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of friends coming together to have a
good time.
You know what I mean? It just so happened that, listen, as friends, we respect each other. So please put on something nice.
Yeah.
And yes, people put on something nice, Shekwan. So walking through the showgrounds or that exterior bit to the Makalani Hall, it was style galore, man. It was style galore. It looked fantastic. Everyone was happy. You get into the hall.
Yeah.
It was jumping. The time that I got there, around 5:36-ish.
Okay.
The party started already at 11 a.m.
At 11, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was jumping, man. People were happy. The music was, it was a vibe.
Wow.
Like, people were dancing. And that's another thing, Shekwan, that I always debate with, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing at a sport if you're not there to enjoy the music and dance? You're just going to stand there.
Yeah, most.
You pay $200, $400 and then you're just going to go stand there against the wall.
Yeah.
And people watch.
Nope.
I had to stay at home and just go on the stories and people's stories there.
And check them.
But everyone was jumping. Even if you couldn't dance, we didn't care. Just move.
Just move.
That was the whole point, man. Shout out to the DJ. Shout out to Pay Pulse as well. They had like a whole Pulse Hour type of situation where things were discounted.
Discounted for half of the price.
Food, oh my God.
Tell me about the food.
The food was amazing. We had like a braai flakes platter at the Fresh Oven booth.
Okay.
Braai flakes platter, dude.
Did you chew the bones?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You know where you even lick the fingers and stuff.
Yeah.
I know, it was fantastic.
Nice.
There was a lot of innovation with the drinks as well. You know what I mean?
How so?
They had like cocktails. I know you would probably love that. It was innovative stuff. I know the company that I was with, she had
what color was it?
It was reddish.
Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Either Cosmopolitan or Strawberry Daiquiri.
But it was delicious. Because I had a sip of it.
Was it frozen?
Yes.
Strawberry Daiquiri.
Yeah. Okay. But it was delicious, dude. I was like, woo! And it kicked.
Oh.
I had a little kick. So the drinks were innovative. It's not your usual, put ice cubes in your gin. No. It was really innovative stuff.
Okay.
It was also like very aesthetic, man. Like, you know what I mean? You could take a picture or video anywhere in that hall and it would look good. You know what I mean?
I love them.
No, shout out to Emmy's Day. Shout out to DJ Dreas and his team.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a huge critic of events. I can give Emmy's Day, the 12th edition, a solid 8. Because I struggled to find the toilet. So I'll give it an 8.
An 8. Okay. All right. Fantastic, man. But I obviously was not there and I just saw, obviously, from my stories and so forth. But it really looked like an amazing day. Like, everyone just looked happy.
Yeah,
they looked good. Like, they were having fun. And it looked like a safe space.
Yes, that was another thing. No one was trying to start nothing.
Nothing.
It was lit. You know where it's like, Mi bra, lost the 80 more than Hutemi, bra.
Yeah.
So relax.
Yeah, not here. Definitely not there.
That was not the vibe.
But
bro.
I think it's also the crowd that was there.
Yes.
It was a different type of crowd that was actually there. Yeah. And I saw that on social media, Amy's Day Club, on their official social media, they were actually even, they had this do's and don'ts for the day.
CMJ.
The one that stood out for me is when they say, don't touch anyone without their consent.
As a belief. Thank you so much. Oh my word. Oh my word.
Yeah, no, but the hands looked amazing because one more time for Namibian woman, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
But even the gents, man, Shaquan, man, like I know I have to keep it to the gents, man. Ah, man, we pulled up, man. Ah, it's a muikalik. Ah, it's a muikalik, me brahman. Ah, every gentleman that I saw at Emmy's day, I was a muikalik, me brahman. I was from a hair. You know what I mean? To grooming, young trim. Okay, I didn't have a trim. That's a minus for me. But I have to give it.
So there's someone that also stood out for me because I mean I didn't see your pictures, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
honestly,
I didn't
do
have
better,
a trim, bro. You know what I mean? I was not gonna take like a lot of pictures and stuff.
Okay, but I'd have to give it up to Kela. Kela, Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
He looked good and all white, looking like a damn billionaire. You know what it is. Mm. But yeah, so big ups to the just organizers, and they did an amazing job.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Shaquan. It's 9:24. It's still actually so much. The BET's happened.
There's a lot that happened.
There's a lot that happened, but don't worry, we'll spread it out as we have our conversations,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Stick around, by the way. We are going to visit someone who is listening to us at the office. We'll tell you all about it when we get back. Win-win, win-win.